Since I started playing in the BDSM community and here with you boys, I felt that there was a misconception when it came to the concept of denial. It's most often viewed as a punishment. Like, you know what, honey? You're sleeping on the couch tonight. Or, you didn't beg mistress hard enough, so you won't be coming tonight. And I kind of don't get it. I mean, I do. Coming is an insanely pleasurable experience, isn't it? In that moment, the pleasure is indescribable. Well, you know this, don't you? But the thing is, after that moment has passed, it's over. The pleasure is gone. However, if you deny yourself, you may be denied that singular moment of pleasure, sure, but you enable yourself to experience a whole new level of pleasure, don't you? A lingering pleasure, one that persists for days, always there, that excitement riding you. This is why I feel that denial shouldn't be thought of as denying pleasure. I think it should just be denying coming, which denies the end of a good thing. I don't see that as a negative. Now, I'm willing to help you reach this level of pleasure with me, but you have to do a few things. First of all, you have to commit. This does take patience, and if you aren't willing to be patient, why waste your time? Second of all, you have to trust me. You want as much pleasure as possible, right? I can help you. You know I can. That's why. But today I'm asking you to trust me for more than just a moment. You have to trust me when I say it will be worth it beyond the length of this audio. It's a small risk, but it is a risk, isn't it? Third, you have to obey me. This game doesn't work if you ignore me and you do what you want. You have to want this more. You have to voluntarily trust me and submit control to me. How does that sound? When I tell you to do something, you do it. That's it. No debating with yourself, simply accepting. Do you understand? If you're still listening, I'm assuming that you do understand. Good boy. Now get naked. Just like that. Take off all the layers of cloth that separate you from my gaze. Lay on your bed and pull the covers over you with your hands on top. Denying my gaze again. Now it's important that you stay still. So make sure you're in a comfortable position. There you go. All the wiggles out. Be still. Good. Close your eyes for me and take a deep breath. Breathe with me. I want you to be aware of what your body is feeling. Feel the pillow cradling your head. Like resting your head in my lap, on my thighs. Feel the mattress under your shoulders. Like my arms holding your body. Feel that. Picture me holding you there. If you were to open your eyes, you'd see my tits directly above you. I could lean down and give you a kiss. I could run my hands up and down your body. My fingers in your hair. This is about you, pet. This moment is about you achieving your own pleasure. I'm just here to support you, to guide you. Do you trust me? What else do you feel? Can you feel your muscles tightening? Even twitching? That happens sometimes. That's just the anticipation of what is to come. Anticipation that's boiling over and being expressed in your body. Can you feel a warmth coming over your skin? Does it tingle? Can you feel your cock already getting hard, pressing against the sheets? Notice how good all this makes you feel. The longing, the aching, the desperation. Think about how good this makes you feel. So good. Now imagine that I wasn't holding you. And your head wasn't resting on my lap. Imagine instead that I am between your legs. Can you feel me there? Kneeling between your thighs. My hands touching. What would you want me to do, pet? Stroke you? Suck you? Fuck you? Imagine my fingers or my lips or my wet pussy wrapped tight. tightly around your cock. Focus on your cock for me, pet. Trace the pleasure as I go up and down on your cock. As I go up and down. As I go up and down. Trace the sensation with your mind as you imagine me. Imagine me clearly, pet. I'm pleasuring you up and down. Keep going. Stop. Good boy. We want to make sure that you don't come, right? Focus again on the sensations your body is experiencing, the longing, the aching, the desperation. Remember how good it feels, how good it feels to obey me. This is denial. Remember how good denial makes you feel. It's a gift, pet. A game that we can play together. I want this feeling to become very, very familiar to you, and I want you to enjoy it with me, okay? Fuck, it feels good, doesn't it? Good boy. Trust me. Trust me, pet. It will be worth it for both of us. I promise. Until tomorrow.